KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Exploring Science in the Sea. There's a big hole in the Indian Ocean. It's nothing you can actually see, and the ocean itself isn't especially deep. Instead, it's a hole in Earth's gravitational field, the weakest pull across the entire planet. The hole was discovered in 1948. It's centered about 750 miles off the southwestern coast of India. It covers more than 1 million square miles, more than a third the area of the lower 48 states. Gravity there is so weak that surrounding regions of the ocean pull water away.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. markets ending another day deep in negative territory, pulling back much of yesterday's historic recovery that President Trump touted today in defense of his tariffs policy.
Everybody wants to come and make a deal, and we're working with a lot of different countries, and it's all going to work out very well. I think it's going to work out really very well, but we're in good shape. There's no inflation. There's very little inflation.
Well, stocks lost ground today despite a better-than-expected report on inflation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports investors are worried that President Trump's trade war could push prices higher in the months to come.
President Trump suspended steep new tariffs on goods from many countries this week, but he ordered even higher tariffs on goods from China. Economists say the net result is still a substantial burden that will be borne by U.S. consumers as the tariffs lead to higher prices in the months to come. The trade war with China is heating up just as price pressures in the U.S. had been easing. Annual inflation fell to 2.4% last month, thanks in part to a steep drop in gasoline prices. Egg prices continue to climb in March as farmers try to rebuild laying flocks that were hard hit this winter by avian flu. With Easter just around the corner, egg prices are up about 60% from this time last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine is leaving the post. The news coming as the Trump administration struggles to get Russia to agree to a ceasefire and as fighting continues in the region. We have more on this from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Career diplomat Bridget Brink has served as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine throughout Russia's full-scale invasion. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce confirms that Brink is returning home after 3 years.
During a time of war, for those 3 years, An extraordinary performance there, and we wish her well.
Asked if Brink was pressured not to condemn recent Russian attacks in Ukraine, as she did before Trump came into office, the spokesperson says she wasn't aware of any such instructions. Bruce says the Trump administration is trying to end the war, and the U.S. will know soon if Russia is serious about diplomacy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
House Republicans narrowly passed a key budget blueprint today. The GOP now beginning the process of drafting a multi-trillion-dollar bill to enact President Trump's domestic priorities, including tax cuts, defense spending, and immigration restrictions. We are following reports of a helicopter crash in New York City's Hudson River. According to its account on X, the New York City Police Department confirms a crash. It also warns of emergency vehicles and traffic delays as a result. No official word yet on who was on board or the cause. From Washington, this is NPR News. Pharmaceutical pollution is increasingly contaminating rivers and streams around the globe. NPR's Jonathan Lambert reports new research suggests this pollution can alter salmon migration.
In the lab, giving fish anti-anxiety medication makes them more antisocial and prone to take risks. But scientists haven't been sure whether wild fish respond in the same way. New research in the journal Science suggests that they can. Atlantic salmon exposed to anxiety medication on a migratory journey were actually more successful in reaching their destination. Researchers say the meds could be making the fish more bold when crossing dams, a change in behavior that likely would cause problems in other contexts. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
The Masters Tournament is underway at Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. 95 players, the largest field in a decade. They include defending champions Scottie Scheffler, who stands to become the youngest player since Jack Nicklaus with three Masters green jackets. But Nicklaus predicted this would be Rory McIlroy's year to clinch a Masters title for a career Grand Slam. Nicklaus, a six-time Masters champion, revealed he met with McIlroy last week and offered some advice for playing at Augusta National, shot for shot. U.S. stocks end the day sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down more than 1,000 points or 2.5% to end the day at 39,593. The S&P was down 188 points at last check. NASDAQ down more than 4%. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include RBC Wealth Management, dedicated to providing financial strategies to help navigate wealth planning and legacy building. More at rbcwealthmanagement.com. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray in the morning. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, west winds 15 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 3 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy. Today, north winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet with freezing spray in the morning. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Friday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef. Today, north winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon. Today, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef. Today, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny, highs in the lower 30s, north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the 20s, variable winds 10 miles an hour. And Friday, partly sunny with a chance of snow, lows in the mid-30s, southeast winds 15 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 1:59 a.m. at 6 feet 3 inches, a low tide at 8:06 a.m. at 1 foot, a high tide at 2:06 p.m. at 6 feet 5 inches, and a low tonight at 8:11 at 7 inches. Your sun rose at 7:51 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:36, giving us 13 hours and 45 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, we were bouncing through the heavies for 1980, and I ran across this song. I'm going to start out with that one. It goes on for days, but it's a duet between Barbara Streisand and Donna Summers. That should be quite the duet. I want to hear it, so we're gonna hear it. After that, we have Stevie Nicks with Beauty and the Beast, and then John Fogerty with I Can't Help Myself. We're just going to bounce through the 80s in general today. Here's Barbara and Donna.
No sign of romance. We don't stay. Oh,
Yeah, that could keep one awake when you're driving. It'd be great on a road trip. Coming up next, we have Stevie Nicks with Beauty and the Beast. After that, John Fogerty with I Can't Help Myself. And then Sketches of Spain by the Pogues.
Thank you. Oh,
Yep, next we have Split Ends with Dirty Creature. And after that, Elvis Costello with Every Day I Write the Blues. And then Paul Kerouac with Don't Shed a Tear.
You're dead. Dirty creature of heaven. Little horror here.
Yeah, Status Quo with Rockin' All Over the World is our next hit coming at us.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
You're listening to KSDP. KSDP radio broadcasts at 8:30 a.m. from Sandpoint, Alaska on translator K201DA at 88.1 FM from King Cove, Alaska, and streams online at apradio.org.
Yeah, coming up to the top of the hour, we have a little Lisa Hartman with How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? And then some Bruce Springsteen with Pink Cadillac. I think we have time for Eddie Money was Shaking. We'll find out.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. I had to come and get it straight from you. Someone swept your heart away. From the look upon your face, I see it's true. So tell me all about it. Tell me about the plans you're making. And tell me one thing more before I go. Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you? didn't come here to break down. It's just a dream of mine is coming to an end. How can I blame you when I build my world around a hope that one day we'd be so much more than friends? I don't wanna know the price I'm gonna pay for dreaming. I need you now, it's more than
Yeah, a little blind faith they're coming at you. I'm trying to do some stuff on the screen here. And it looks like I have it. We'll be back on air here in about 5 seconds.